Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
So what if I want to buy a skimboard?
Skimboards, we got them.
Small business.
This just in to the WCBS newsroom.
There is an aircraft down in the Hudson River. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb joining us live.
And we're watching now as some ferry boats, those small commuter ferries on the Hudson River, have surrounded that aircraft. It is floating in the water at this time. We can see that that the door right behind the flight deck appears to be open. We cannot see anybody exiting the aircraft at this time. Obviously, all kinds of these ferry boats have gathered around it. There may be four or five of them surrounding this plane, which is down in the river. Go ahead.
And we do see the words U.S. Airways.
Yes, it is a U.S. Airways.
On the fuselage of this airplane. Can't tell what type of aircraft it is. This is not a small private plane, a Cessna-type plane. This is a commercial airplane. Now more live pictures.
Right, live pictures, and it shows we can clearly see that the windows on the flight deck appear to be unbroken, and the doors are open on the side. Whether that means they got people out of there, we can't tell. We do see
it does appear as though some people are walking on a platform, perhaps. I'm not quite sure what that is. We've been told this is almost certainly an Airbus A319 or an A320 with U.S. Airways.
We're trying to pinpoint the location in the Hudson River. We have reports now of somewhere in the area between Piers 88 and 92, a U.S. Airways jet. To set the scene, the plane is either settled or it's floating.
Well, they're turning it now,
they
it
are
seems.
Turning it. They're using
there are boats
to turn the plane in the water.
This aircraft must have come in fairly soft and landed in the water. It's amazing. If that's what happened, this pilot did an incredible job. If, say, he lost power, we don't know what happened here. But we see some people who are apparently in flotation-type rafts.
Some are on the wing, Rich.
Some are standing on the wings, yeah.
Standing on the wings, and there are numerous.
WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is at the scene now. Peter, you can see this. Tell us what you know.
The plane is
forward. It is facing east. We can see the nose. We can see the tail. We can see the left wing. So those are all good things. There are a number of vessels out there. Many of them are New York Waterway ferries. There is a tugboat. There is a Circle Line boat. We saw one Circle Line leave with a number of firefighters. We've also seen divers dropping out of helicopters very low to the water.
WCBS Sports Director Jared Max is on the Jersey side of the river looking down at all this, and he joins us live. Jared, describe what you can see.
Right now, what I'm looking at, it looks like I see about 10 different of the ferries and a couple of the fireboats that are probably around now about 23rd Street. The nose of the plane and then basically the body, the length of the plane was facing directly at the Empire State Building, and it's been drifting south down the river for about 10 minutes. It looks like it's going to be about 10 blocks down the way here.
Again, CBS 2 is hearing reports it may have been a bird strike, which seems kind of odd.
That's
given
unusual,
the size of that plane.
Yeah. We look forward to hearing more about that. Our WCBS colleague Jody Applegate has been talking to witnesses, and she joins us live. Jody?
Yes, eyewitnesses have been calling the WCBS newsroom, and we spoke to a gentleman by the name of Brian Milan who watched this from the west side of Manhattan. Here's what he had to say.
I'm looking out the window looking toward New Jersey. I see this airplane coming down the middle of the Hudson heading south. And he's descending. It's like a commuter plane or something. He's descending. I see, where's this guy going? And he literally goes into the Hudson at probably about 57th Street.
WCBS reporter Peter Haskell. Peter?
A couple of witnesses I've spoken to say that it appeared as if the pilot was trying to bring down the plane. The nose was not down. It was not any kind of crash landing, but it basically came in on its belly. And the way the one witness described it is like if you're at a water park and you hit the bottom and the water comes flying up over whatever kind of vessel or vehicle that you're in, it comes right over the top, and that's what happened here. I'm a little out of breath and actually running south trying to get a look as this airplane continues to drift south in the Hudson River, guys.
Gloria Schaefer says she saw the plane make what seemed to her to be a almost perfect landing.
I'm on 73rd and Riverside in my apartment, and I watched it come down. The nose was up in the air like it was coming in for a landing, but it was clearly over the water.
There was an early report that there was a bird strike that would indicate a loss of power. Then you've got the pilot maybe flying on one engine or whatever, trying to glide it into the river and coming in smoothly. That's just theoretically what may have happened here.
We are understanding this is U.S. Airways flight 1549 out of LaGuardia, bound for Charlotte. That's the early information we have. An Airbus A320 aircraft. Now we're hearing 151 people on board that aircraft when it went down in the Hudson River.
All right, and WCBS reporter Marla Diamond, when we heard from you just a few minutes ago, the plane was around 40th Street, and now Peter says it's floated down to about 30th.
I am at the New York Waterway Ferry Terminal at 40th and 12th, where there are several victims of this plane crash being brought in. Some are too shaken up to speak, but I just spoke to a man who said that they were on approach to LaGuardia. Actually, they had just left LaGuardia when they felt the plane sort of losing altitude. And he said he just prayed, and then suddenly they hit the water. He was soaked from head to toe. He said it was absolutely freezing. He was a little shaken up, but sipping some coffee and seemed to be okay physically. There is a woman on a stretcher, several people covered in blankets. A lot of the victims are being taken right here to this terminal, and a lot of them, you know, are able to speak. They're walking around and they're calling it just an odd experience. They said things were calm on the plane, but they knew something was wrong, and then suddenly they hit the water. Obviously, there's concern about hypothermia, and still people are being rescued and being brought here on boats. There were several rescue boats in the water, as you heard from Peter, taking people off of this plane. They do not appear to have serious injuries, at least those who have been brought here.
Can you imagine what it would be like to be in the water on this day?
Well, cold.
To walk down the street on this day, dry is a challenge. To be in the water and then come up into this air, I mean, it's so frigid.
Craig, forgive me, there's a lot going on here. Did you say what the water temperature was?
Yeah, right around the site, unfortunately, it's 41 degrees right now, the water temperature.
All right, we just are now hearing from the FBI. This is hopefully going to reassure people who might be wondering, and we all wonder anymore in these times. FBI says there's no information at all to suggest this was any kind of terrorist attack. It's just a plane down, but at this point it's floating. Certainly, we could conceivably tell you that there's a possibility that everybody could get out okay.
I mean, a plane lands in the Hudson. Continuing coverage from WCBS.
Everyone is off the jetliner that had to make an emergency landing in the Hudson River. That word just now from the FAA.
WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is on the west side talking to people rescued from that plane, and she joins us live. Marla?
And you just hear some miraculous stories. It's absolutely unbelievable that everybody got off this plane alive. It was a very smooth landing, according to one particular witness that we spoke to about 5 minutes after takeoff from LaGuardia. He said the plane began to lose altitude over the Hudson River after they got past the George Washington Bridge. He was soaked from head to toe. There are dozens and dozens of people inside the Waterways Ferry Terminal right now. They're being warmed up. They are being given blankets. We saw them come off like refugees from the Waterway ferry boats that went in for the rescue. They did the yeoman's work here surrounding that plane and plucking people off the wings. And luckily, they got everyone. They were coming up the ramps, the ferry terminal, some without shirts on, simply wrapped in airplane blankets, shivering. Hypothermia concern here, of course, if any kind of frostbite. Very frigid evening here on the Hudson.
Received a statement from U.S. Airways telling us a lot of what we already know about Flight 1549 leaving LaGuardia for Charlotte. The plane originally scheduled to depart at 2:45 p.m. It got off the ground at 3:03 p.m. Eastern Time. We understand it was not in the air for very long, perhaps only a few minutes before it hit birds, perhaps a flock of geese, disabling both of the aircraft's engines, going down in the Hudson River with 151 people on board. Everyone off the plane safely and accounted for.
And so many people in New York, in New Jersey, watching in shock this scene unfold a little after 3 o'clock or 3:15 this afternoon. And Jody Applegate, you've been talking to some of them.
Yeah, I spoke with Bob Reed, who's a television producer who watched this from his office in a high rise on the west side of Manhattan looking out the window. He says the pilot appeared to make a very methodical, controlled descent.
It was as if he put it down in a place where he knew there would be many rescue boats. This was right where the 34th Street, where all the ferries go back and forth to New Jersey, and they were there very quickly. It was incredible. It was as if the pilot had used the river as a landing strip.
Survivors being taken to the ferry terminal right along the West Side Highway there at 39th and 12th. Those survivors talking to CBS2.
There was a big boom. Everybody smelled smoke. We lost altitude and looked like we were going to Newark because they weren't turning around. And then as we got lower and lower, the pilot said brace for impact, and we landed.
I said about five Our Fathers, five Hail Marys, and we hit the water.
As the plane got heavier in the back because of all the weight of the people, the water came up. I started to get close to my neck underwater, and I just thought I was going to drown right there.
Mayor Bloomberg now at the ferry terminal on the west side, along with Governor Patterson and others.
But let me reiterate, it appeared that roughly 155 people, appears they all got out safely, no serious injuries. The pilot certainly did a masterful job of landing, and it would appear that our response, thanks to the governor and the state and the Port Authority and the city agencies, everybody worked together, and it should give us some comfort. It's terrible that it happened, but if it was going to have to happen, this outcome is as good as you could ever hope and pray for. I thought it'd be nice to hear from the governor. The governor's staff could not have been more cooperative. Anything that we asked for, we got right away. Governor Patterson?
Upon information and belief, there is an heroic pilot who saved himself and approximately 154 other passengers this afternoon. We've had a miracle on 34th Street. I believe now we've had a miracle in the Hudson.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.